Hallelujah. Thank you, God. All praises to you, Most High God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done this morning. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we, O Lord, forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not, O Father, into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. This morning, Father, we thank you for life, for health, for strength. We thank you, God, for sustaining us, for keeping us. We thank you, God, for being the God of everlasting life. We thank you this morning, God, for your covering. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Lord, because we know that all is well with our soul because of you. We thank you this morning, Lord. And we ask you to pour out on your people everywhere, God. Pour out a word this morning, oh, God, not from us, God, but from you, O Father, from within our belly, O God. Use us, O Lord, that your people might be blessed, that your people might be uplifted, that your people, O God, might be able to live and conquer this world and be rest assured of salvation and eternal life. We give you glory this morning, God. We give you honor this morning, Father. We give you praise. We say amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning this morning, people of God. We bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. We bless his holy name today. We bless his name because God is right and God is righteous. We bless him today because of who he is in our lives and of our lives. We bless God this morning because there is none other like him in all the earth. We bless God this morning. We give him his glory, his honor, his praises because he is God. And above him, there is no other. We bless God this morning. Come on, somebody. Because he has sustained us in life. He has brought us through yet again. He has kept us, and he promised and did what he said. He's never left us. We bless God this morning. Come on, somebody, and give him some glory. Give him some honor right now. Give him some praise right now. Oh, Lord, our God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thine hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Oh, God, thy power throughout this universe is displayed. Then sings my song, oh, God, my Savior, God, to thee. Come on, somebody. How great thou art. How great thou art. God is great this morning. God is mighty this morning. God, you, we thank you this morning. We lift you up, God. We glorify you. Come on, somebody, put your hands together. Give God some glory right now. Give God some honor right now. He allowed you to sleep last night. He allowed you to wake up this morning. He allowed you to go through the week. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Danger seen and unseen, God. Things that tried to creep up on us, but you said no. Death tried to come our way, but you said no. The enemy tried to aggravate us, but you said no, God. And we bless you this morning, for we know, God, that every day the Lord our God is with us. So I say to you this morning, people of God, the Lord our God is with you. Come on, somebody. The Lord our God is with you. And I want you to take it personal. I want you to say right now in your spirit, say it out loud. Type it in. The Lord our God is with me this morning. So I'm encouraging you this morning, people of God, that the Lord our God is with you. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. I want to say thank you, Lord, for saving me. You've been my shelter in a storm. You've been my strength when I'm weak and worn. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah. God is great this morning, y'all. And he is greatly, greatly to be praised. The Lord our God is with you this morning. Just want to encourage you. Because I understand and I know that the Lord our God is with me, that he is keeping me, that he is covering me. I know that he is keeping my brother. He is keeping my sister. He is keeping you. He is keeping you because the same God that reigns on me reigns on you. The same God that delivered me has delivered you. The same God that has brought me through will bring you through. He's bringing you through right now. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. The Lord our God is with you this morning. Come on, he's been our shelter in a storm. You see, I listened to a song this morning by Marvin Sapp that said, he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. The Lord our God is with you this morning. You know, you sometimes you think on people and how they come for you and come at you and things go on in your lives, throughout your lives, but you have to understand you have arrived where you are because God said so. When nobody else, he even says in that song, when your mama didn't see it in you, come on somebody. When your daddy wasn't around, that God saw the best in you. You see, he saw the best in me when everyone else could only see the worst in me. You know, we were out there in that world. We were living like we didn't have good sense. We were acting like we didn't know who God was. We didn't have a clue or an inkling of what it meant to live saved. Come on. We were in church, but we were not the church. Come on, somebody. But God saw the best in us when everybody else around was seeing the worst in us. God knew that there was something special about me, something special about you, something that could help, oh my God, cause you to be able to live kingdom-like, live Christ-like. The word says, let this mind be in you that was also in who? In Christ Jesus. Come on. The Lord our God is with you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh my gosh. Before I get caught up, I want us to do our mission and our vision this morning because I want us to think on that thing that God has given us to live by, that God has imparted into us to encourage us on a day-to-day basis. Amen. Our mission this morning, thank you, God. Our vision, thank you, Lord. We will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. And our mission that God has given us to live by, oh my God, is to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, come on, empower the people of God to live how? In excellence through who? Oh, through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Come on, somebody. Somebody say living in excellence? Oh, you better respond. We walk in expectation. Are you walking in expectation this morning? Are you walking in expectation this morning? You got to live like God wants you to live so you can expect the expected in. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you, not plans to harm you. And one version says, but plans for an expected in. So when you live in excellence, you can expect from God the very things that you need to be successful in this life. Why? Because the Lord our God is with you this morning. You know, as we think about God being on our side and God being with us through whatever our trials, through whatever our tribulations, through whatever our mishaps, our faults. You know, he looks beyond our faults and God sees our very needs. I think about these words right here this morning. When I think about how God is, and then I think sometimes of how man is. Can I just talk to us this morning? I think sometimes of how some of us have gone through what we call church hurt. I think sometimes of how we've gone through the church people and their things and their ideas about who God is and how God should treat you. You see, God has, I'm so glad. Barbara Green used to sing, man didn't make me. I'm so glad God made me. You see, when God is on our side, the word of God reminds us, if God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord our God is with you. What can be against us? Come on. So I think about these words right here. See, we always look at the words that encourage, but we got to be the study to show ourselves. We got to study some of those words where we have to look at just how things might be, just how people might be. And I thought about these words right here. God, thank you for giving me this. Apathy, the word apathy and the word indifference. And I don't even know why God dropped that in my spirit, but apathy means that we have a lack of interest, a lack of enthusiasm or concern. It can be widespread apathy among others, among students. Widespread apathy, there is no learning. Don't want to be taught. Don't want to receive. Come on. And some of the antonyms or the opposite of apathy is enthusiasm. To be enthusiastic, to have some interest. To have a passion, you see. And we look at the word indifference, which is synonymous to apathy, a lack of interest or concern or even sympathy. Oh my gosh. An example is she shrugged, feigning indifference, showing her indifference, showing how she didn't care. You know how sometimes when we look at the antonyms of not caring, it is to heed, to care. And even the word brilliance comes about. But when you think about that example that was given, she shrugged, feigning indifference. We think about this. Think about sometimes when we've talked to our children. And especially for those who are educators and parents. And you're talking to your child and they just, you know that means that they don't care. And when people tend to show you that they don't care, you tend to either ride them harder or you back off. But the Lord our God is with you. So he will guide you to what is right and what is the right action to take. When we think about people not having apathy, they're not apathetic. They don't have an interest in what you have an interest in. And when people or others don't have an interest in what you have an interest in, if you're interested in God and they don't have an interest in knowing God and really getting to know God, they might have a zeal or inkling of him, but they don't really get down into that real relationship with him. Folks don't want to talk about God when you're talking. Folks don't want to hear about God when you're talking. Folks want to talk about this, that, and the other. Oh my goodness. That's that not caring, that not concern, that lack of interest. You see, you can tell when folks have a lack of interest in the things of God and kingdom. Oh my goodness, and I have to tell you, many of them are sitting in our churches because they have not become the church. And many of them have fallen further by the wayside now that they can't sit in church and they don't understand that they are the church. So they have not sought out the Lord the way they need to seek out God while they have a chance. You know, many times when the enemy clearly shows us that he doesn't care, understand this right here. And I use the word enemy specifically. Enemy, something that is not of or not for or not with. So anything that is not of or not for or not with God and the things that God has designed for us is the enemy of God. So when the enemy clearly shows us that he doesn't care about the things of God, that everything is about him, everything is about destruction, everything is about disruption, understand this, that he is so different from God. You see, God is the opposite of apathy. He is the opposite of indifferent. God has concern. God has compassion. God is passionate about us. God is passionate about our salvation. God is passionate about our souls. I need you to just stay focused on God's plan and God's will. Come on, can I just talk to us this morning? There is so much going on in the atmosphere right now. We have to stay focused on God's plan and God's will. And when God gives us an assignment, we have to be ready to stick to that assignment no matter what. No matter how the enemy might make you feel, no matter how the indifferent feelings may come, no matter how the insincere comments may come, no matter how the things come to discourage you, I say to you this morning, my brother and my sister, be encouraged. No matter what's going on, God is going to make it all right. Because God is so different from man. God is so different from the enemy, even the enemy within. Stay focused on God's plan and God's will. And when you stay focused on what he has for you, guess what? You won't fail. You won't fail because failure is not failure until you give up. So in a nutshell this morning, stay focused. The Lord our God is with you. He's not going to let you fail. And failure is not failure until you give up. Even if it didn't go the way you thought it should go, it's not failure until you give up. They say, whoa, my God, nothing beats a failure but a try. You got to keep trying. You got to keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, when you already know that what you're doing, that or that what it is that you are doing, have been called to do, that you have been prompted to do, that God has put in your spirit. Listen, when God places right and righteous things in your spirit, yes, it's from God. The devil, the enemy, will not push you to do anything that has to do with building up the kingdom or with doing right and being righteous. Do you understand to know a spirit by the spirit? When you already know that the thing that you're doing, that God has called you to do, the enemy is laying in wait. Listen to this, with his unsuccessful tactics of ignorance to try to sabotage what God has already called to be successful to his glory. Come on, somebody. The very thing that the enemy doesn't want you to do or tries to discourage in you is because through his ignorance, he doesn't really understand. He knows, but he doesn't understand that he cannot sabotage what God has already called to be successful to God's glory. Come on. Come on, somebody. So let me share some things with you right now. I'm just going to talk with you this morning. I want to share the ABCs of being successful in Christ. Let me share the ABCs of being successful in kingdom. Let me share the ABCs of being successful in this earth so that you can be successful in reaching your goal, reaching your target, which is beyond this earth, beyond this world. Come on, let me help you be successful to live in excellence so you can walk in expectation of the salvation of our Almighty God. The Lord our God is with you this morning. Let's look at A. My God. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I'm bringing you scriptures. I'm coming. Come on, God. A. Attitude. Attitude holds you accountable. Accountable for your actions. Actions. Think before you react or respond. And your academics. Wisdom, knowledge. And with all that getting, get what? Get understanding. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on. Let's go to Philippians 4, 8 through 9. Let's look at Philippians 4, 8 through 9, and we're going to come back to those A's. Amen? As we look at the ABCs of being successful in our kingdom, Philippians 4, 8 through 9 says this. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever, my God, things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, the word says to think on what? Think on what? These things. Oh my gosh. And that ninth verse says this. Those things, what things? The things that just told you to think on, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall what? Be with you. That's Philippians 4, 8 through 9. That's the King James Version if you want to go back and read that. So as we look at those scriptures, we think about attitude. Attitude. Remember, your attitude holds you accountable for what? Your actions. Your actions. You have to think before you react or respond. Oh my gosh, I need to throw in there. Maybe we need to change the word think to pray before you react and respond or respond. And academics, your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding. The word says with all that getting, get what? Get understanding. Thank you, God. So my attitude, you see, has to be a godly attitude. Now let's be real this morning. You know the enemy's slick. He comes like a thief in the night. The enemy's slick. He uses whom he can find to use. The enemy's slick. You know, when you're down sometimes at your lowest and you're going through some sickness maybe and you're dealing with some things, the enemy will try to come when he sees just a little crack, just a little slither, where he can slither in. He like a lizard or a creature that can a rat. Can slip through small cracks. And he comes. He comes and you understand when he coming, y'all. He coming with an agenda. That's why your attitude, oh my God, holds you accountable. You got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It holds you accountable for the things of your actions. Come on. Listen, be strong in the Lord. Stay prayed up. Yes, we all slip sometimes because we're not God, but we have God on our side. The Lord our God is with you, and he will come in slick, and sometimes in the middle of your praise, in the middle of your praise report, the enemy will slip something in and cause you to forget, oh, wait a minute, I was just praising God, and what just happened? He'll come at you. He'll be slick about it, but the Lord our God is with you. You stay focused on the thing that God told you to stay focused on. I remind you, failure is not failure until you give up. And your attitude, your accountability, your actions, if you slip and falter because your actions, you didn't think or pray right away before you reacted or responded, you stop. Look, listen, I used to tell my kids, just stop. Look around and take in the environment. Listen for the voice of God. And you can begin to pray, Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive me. Oh, my God, I slipped. I let him in. Oh, my God, bring me back up. You see, failure is not failure. You hadn't failed God. Failure is not failure until you give up. God will never fail us, and we won't fail. We cannot stop. We got to keep going. This thing called life, you see, is between you and God. The Lord, our God, is with you. It's not about anybody else. It's about you and God. This thing called life is about how successful you can be in him, through him, with him. I'm telling you, if people can't support you in doing right or the right thing, guess what? They don't mean you any good. And if what you're doing is right, what you're doing is righteous because God is right. God is righteous. Then they don't understand that they don't even mean God any good. Come on, somebody. Anything to build up the kingdom of God is right and is righteous. Not to build up who you are. not to build you up as a pastor, not to build you up as a preacher, not to build you up as a deacon, not to build you up as a choir member, not to build you up as a churchgoer, but to build up the kingdom of God and the very things to make people aware that God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek him through prayer and supplication. Seek him in the morning, in the noon, in the night. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Old folks used to say, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around, gonna let nobody turn me. Come on, come on, come on. Jolene says, I can make up some words, and I want to end it with this. I am heaven bound. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Give God some glory. The ABCs, oh my God, of Christ living. The ABCs of success. Oh my goodness. Don't you forget, you've got to be positive, trustworthy, responsible, respectful, fair, caring. Oh my gosh, come on. Stop throwing targets because you thought one was thrown at you. Go ahead and give God some glory. Attitude holds you accountable for your academics and actions. The Lord, our God, is with you. Go to Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 5, 22 through 23 says this. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Stay right there for a minute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Meekness, temperance. Against such things, there is no law. Come on. Against such things, there is no law for the ABCs. There is no law for the B. There is no law for the B. And the B is this. Behavior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. The B is about our behavior. Thank you, Father. It determines your blessings. What God has for you is for you. And boundaries. How far God will what? Take you. Behavior determines your blessings. That means what God has for you. And it determines your boundaries. How far God will take you. Galatians 5, 22 through 23 sets us up with the behaviors that we need. Thank you, Lord. The fruit of the Spirit reminds us of what our behavior should look like. We have to understand love. Love. You don't need to tell me you love me if you're showing me you love me. You don't need to send me a message that you love me. You got to show me you love me. It's joy. It's peace. Our behavior. How we react. How we respond. How we go through life. How we treat others. With respect. Come on. Respect begets respect. That's one of the things I used to always tell my teachers. When they felt like the children, and sometimes they were being disrespectful. But the way you gain their respect, they would say to me, they're listening to you because you're the AP. No. They're listening because I respect them. I'll take them aside and tell them instead of telling them in front of the class. Respect begets respect. Come on. Behavior determines your blessings, and it also determines your boundaries, how far God will take you. Do you know God is the only one who can determine how far you're going, how far you're going to get, how far you're going to make it, whether you're going to be successful in this next venture, in the venture you're in. It is God, your behavior, and all the things that you decide to do, even in this earth. You see, God wants us to live successfully in this earth so that we can be, so we can successfully reach his goal. His goal is our eternal life. Come on, somebody. So the very things you take on in this earth, the ventures you have, the dreams and visions you have. He said, write the vision and make it plain. Write it out. Let God see whether you see what it is you want to do, whether you understand what it is he has called you to, because your behavior, see your actions, those things, that's coming right back to your actions. The very things you do and exhibit, how you respond, come on, and making sure and very sure when you slip, get up, don't stay down. There's a commercial, I don't like it because it shows so much pain. But the lady has fallen and she's crying out, I've fallen. And they used to make jokes about, I can't get up. But let me tell you, if you've fallen because the Lord our God is with you, you can get up. If you slipped, you can recover. Come on. If you backslid, you can come forward. Come on. The Lord our God is with you. Oh my God. Practice best behaviors, and practicing our best behaviors, our God-like behaviors, being Christ-minded. Oh God, they bring on blessings and they broaden our boundaries. I want you to know God will broaden your boundaries. God will spread, give you the spread of the land. Folks are looking at you. And let me tell you, God will reveal some spirits, come on, that are coming for you. He'll reveal to you, he'll show you when that's not the person you should confide in. He'll show you when this person really isn't for you and they're trying to make you think they're, God will cause, come on. Sometimes he'll cause it through some pain, y'all. Sometimes we got to go through some hurt to see that the wound is already there. Sometimes we got to spray a little antiseptic on that thing. Come on, God, because our behavior, practicing being good, practicing being right and righteous, practicing loving the Lord with all our heart, practicing how? Through prayer and supplication, through our relationship with him, through studying his word, through going forward and living, oh God, regardless of and in spite of. Oh my God, you're going through some hurt, you're going through some pain, you've been through some surgery. Oh my gosh, the caretaker of your home might be down, but oh, I'm telling you, if your behavior is right about it, if your attitude is in check with it, God will take that thing and he will bring on blessings that will broaden your boundaries. You see, when you have boundaries, you have a place to stop. But with God, there is no stopping. With God, he takes the limit off. With God, you're able to do all things through Christ, Philippians 4:13, who strengthens you. With God, come on. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says this, this day is holy to our Lord. Don't grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So listen at this. Whatever you're going on in your day, don't cry. Don't get sorrowful, for the Lord our God is with you. It says don't cry. Don't grieve, don't get down in your spirit until you get depressed, until you can't come up. Your child going through, your mama going through, your husband going through. Come on, don't grieve. It says why? For the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if you make God happy, if you say, Lord, I thank you, go ahead and give him some blessings. God, I praise you. In the midst of everything going on, I'm still giving you thanks. It says the joy of the Lord. Go ahead and give God his due prompts. God, I believe you're going to bring me out. God, I'm in this COVID right now. But God, I see me out of it. I see me coming out. I see me already healed. I see me with my strength. Oh God, I was weak this morning, but I see that you've given me something, God, to be able to work with, Father, to be able to move, oh God. Listen, the devil does not and will not dictate our actions or our behaviors. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord our God is with you. Don't you let the devil think he can dictate your behavior and cause you to have limited boundaries. Because God gives us limitless boundaries. Come on, somebody. I got to come on so I can give you the C. Because I want to give you the ABCs of success in Christ. Success in kingdom, success in living, success in making it. Come on, somebody. I am successful. Come on, point at yourself. Point at yourself and say that thing. I am successful. Somebody type it in. I am successful. I am of God. I am the head and not the tail. Oh God, I am above. The world wants to think you above. Guess what? God, I am above. God says, and I am not beneath. Oh my God, God says, I am without bounds. When the word says, when the world says that I have bounds, God said, my boundaries are limitless. God says, I can go to and fro. Oh my God. Worshiping as I please. Oh my God, what you talking about, enemy? Oh God, Colossians 3, 7 and 10 says this. Oh goodness, have mercy. You used to walk in these ways in the life you what? Once lived. The Lord our God is with you. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. Uh-oh, somebody hear that one again. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its what? With its practices. Thank you, God. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its what? Its creator. Colossians 3, 7 through 10. I want y'all to write that down because I want y'all to go back and read that one again. My God, listen. The devil doesn't and will not dictate the actions of the people of God. He will not dictate our commitment to God. He will not dictate. I don't care how he sees it, how he wants to see it, how he wants to twist the word around it. The devil does not and will not dictate our actions or our behaviors. We will trust in the Lord. Come on, Proverbs 3. Come on. Oh my gosh. Come on. We will trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we go acknowledge him. Oh God, and let him direct our path. Listen, let's talk about the sea. Because last year, or last week, or last month, you did whatever you did. Many years ago, you did whatever you did. But I remind you, failure is not failure until you give up. So when we look at being successful, the ABCs of success, we look at C. This way, confidence. And it comes from what? Communion with God. Confidence. It comes with what? Communion with God. And what? Courageously. Oh my God. Courageously what? Living a kingdom what? Lifestyle. Listen, people. Living a kingdom lifestyle. Confidence. Communing with God. Courageously living a kingdom lifestyle. And I can give you another one. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Christ is the other C, Jesus. Listen, the things that you did before, the things that you've already done, the things that you've gone through, you know, folks will try to remind you of that. That's the enemy. Trying to remind you of what you used to do, what you did, how you used to be. You see, oh my God, God saw the best in you. When everyone else around could only see the worst in you. God saw you coming out. God already knew 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when you were a messed up mess, what he was going to do with you going forward, what your future looked like. God already knew. You see, he knew you from your mother's womb. Oh my God. Confidence comes from communing with God, spending time with him. That's how you become bold. That's how you stand before him. That's how you can stand up to the enemy and the things that come at you. That's how you can, because you have confidence in Christ. You have confidence in God. And that confidence comes from knowing God. Communing with him just means to get to know him better, to spend some time with him. Oh my gosh, to be intimate with him. Do you know that when we partake of Holy Communion, that it is an intimate time with God? Christ said, do this, and every time you do it in remembrance of me. It's an intimate time with God. When we're communing with him, it causes us to be courageous, you see. Courageous in living a kingdom lifestyle, because some of us are scared to live as if we belong to the kingdom. Some of us get a little weak-kneed. Some of us begin to shake because of what's going on in the earth. Don't let it. Listen, it's time to turn some stuff off on the television. The world is explaining itself explicitly. The world is showing itself explicitly. We don't have to look at those shows. We don't have to engage. Some of us need to get to a place, and I say us. Always remember, I say us, where we just turn the TV off completely. You can't even look at the commercials without the world showing itself. Come on. Y'all know where I'm at. You can't look at the commercials. So even if you have children watching children's shows, the world is showing itself through that. They're rewriting what God has called to be. The world is confidently letting everybody see exactly who they are. People of God, we've got to confidently let the world know who we are and whose side we're leaning on. Who? Why? Because the Lord our God is with you. Listen, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be frightened. You don't have to be scared, because God has not given us the spirit of fear. But you have to confidently stand on God's side. You can't go out there looking like the world. And I'm talking to some of our pastors and preachers and ministers right now. Our women of God, who we say we are in him. But we look like the world. If the world can't tell the difference, neither can God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God says this right here. Oh, my gosh. And straight to the enemy, he says it. Leave my children alone, because I, the Lord, their God, is with them. I'm standing with them, and I'm standing for them. You can come from the north, south, east, and west. God is already blowing the blessings to the north, the south, the east, the west. He's blowing the healing. Angels are dispatched to the north, the south, the east, the west. He's sending covering from the north to the south, from the south to the west, to the east, and around. God is for you. No one and no thing can be against you. The Lord our God is with us. Prayer and communing with him will cause him to stand in our favor, will cause him to stay in our corner. And you know, let me say this, the enemy knows the word better than some of the angels. He knows the word because he studies it. He knows the word because he wants to know which way you're going to try to go. He wants to try to use it against you. You see, so you got to be versed. You got to be confident. You got to be sure and very sure that the Lord, our God, is with you. Oh, my goodness. Got a little bit more and we moving. Listen, as we begin or have begun a new school year even, we think about new things, new opportunities for our students, for our children. And I'm going to tell you that my heart has been grieving, and I've had to stop grieving. Because I had to understand that this is the Lord's day. Oh my goodness, and that his joy will be our strength. Listen, my heart has been grieving, but I'm coming out, because it's been grieving for our children. Where are our children in this thing? Where are our children in the midst of the church doors being closed? Where are our children who parents used to send to church? And so they did get something. Where are our children? Are you bringing your children in front of the camera with you? Are you bringing your children to be in on the Facebook, on the YouTube? Oh my gosh, are you putting your children on the call line with you? Come on, somebody. Bring your children. Bring your grandchildren. They need a word over their lives from the Lord. Don't stop trying to make better than you already have. Don't worry to the children. If you weren't on high honor roll or even honor roll, tell God thank you for the success of where you are. And I'm just speaking to our students right now, whatever level you're at, and to our teachers and our administrators and those who are walking into the schools. And we know this COVID thing is real. Amen. It's real. It touched my household. It's real. But to God be the glory. Let me tell you, if you stay on top of your ABCs, your confidence, come on, you stay on top of your attitude, your accountability, your actions, your behavior, your blessings and boundaries. If you stay on top of the confidence coming from communing with God, then you will be all right. You're going to be successful. You're going to be successful in whatever it is God needs to bring you through. Whatever it is God needs to bring you out of. This is a new year. But I'm saying to those of you who are not starting school, this is a new day. This day right here is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. This time, we know that the Lord our God is with us. Even if we feel worthless from the past, going forward, we can feel that we are worth something because the Lord our God is worthy. Oh my goodness, because we serve an awesome God and the Lord our God is with you. Thank you, Lord. I want you to hold on to that E for excellence. You see, that's what you got to strive to get, that E in excellence. You got to live in excellence and be able to walk in expectation. Oh my God, the Lord our God is with you. Wherever you go, come on, give God a hand praise right now. Give him a praise right now. Come on, give him a praise. If you got a blessing from this word, give him a praise. Give him a praise right now. Listen, testimony after testimony. You have. God has allowed you. God has given you. Thank you, Lord. God has kept me. He has kept Elder. Elder's back doing what we've been doing. We won't stop. We won't quit because failure is not failure until you give up. Don't give up. Don't give out. Hold on just a little while longer. Whatever you're facing, come on, somebody. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Come on, give him a praise right now. Give him a praise right now. Listen, people of God, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live, guess what? And trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. Why? Because he's an awesome God. Because the Lord our God is with us. Because he can take what we can't take. He can stand what we can't stand. And as long as he's with us, guess what? Nothing can go against us. Nothing can harm us. Nothing can hurt us. Even when we lay down and die from this world, we are safe in his arms. Come on, somebody. Release the hurt and the pain. Release the years of envy. Release the years of jealousy. Release the years of you don't understand me. I don't understand you. Guess what? Let God do the understanding. He says, with all you're getting, get what? Understanding. It's not for you to judge me. It's not for me to judge you. It's for us to push for the kingdom. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Give God some praise. If you don't want to live right and righteous, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to continue to pray. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus that you are always with us, that you go before us and you are not against us. We thank you now, Father, that whatever the world may want us to engage in, may want to see us as, that we're going to hold fast to your unchanging hand, for the Lord our God is with us. We thank you now, God, that whatever we've been dealing with, whatever we had to go through, whatever we are facing, God, that we will remember that the Lord our God is with us. Oh God, we will lift you up that we might be drawn, oh God. You said if we lift you up, that men will be drawn, God. And even, oh God, when the mishaps come, when the misdirection come, when the slips and falls come, God, we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Call on the name of Jesus that we might, oh God, we might be able to stand. And having done all, stand. Come on, give God a praise in this place. Give God a praise out there. Give God a praise. Come on. Can anybody give him a praise right now? God is great, y'all. I'm telling you, he's greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised. Failing isn't failure. Failure isn't failing until you give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on God. I don't care how people look, how people act. Don't you give up on God. Don't you give up on God. Y'all know I got to be real. People will cause you to want to go upside their head, but don't you give up on God. People will call, they'll invoke those feelings. But listen, let me give you this last scripture. Oh my gosh, I got to give you this as we go from that. I think it's Philippians 2:5. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Elder, put up Philippians 2:5 for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I need y'all to take this with you. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What's the last scripture I had down there, Elder? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. I'm sorry, y'all. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Therefore, it says though, if, don't miss that thing says if, it says if, it says if y'all, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Come on, somebody, all things are become new. If you're in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So even when those old things are invoked in you, when you feel them rising up, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Come on, give him a praise right now. Amen.